Welcome, everyone. This is the Tater Hickman Podcast, where I discuss interesting topics to spare. Previously, my podcast was called Teddy's Mind, but I changed it because I wanted to get back and talk with y'all and what's going on with my mind. I'm just saying what's going on in the world. So my first segment is about this documentary called Uncle Tom, right? This documentary was really good because it shared so much opinions about black conservatives on the right. And it was a very interesting documentary, man. It told you about the backstory of the Democratic Party. It told you about why black conservatives are supporting Trump and seeing him as some kind of white savior. It just told like a lot of background truth, in a sense. And it was very good, in my opinion. It was very good and it's interesting because before I even watched the trailer, I watched the Hodge twins, and then I broadened my perspective, and I started listening to Offset Tatum, Candace Owens, Larry Elder, all these black conservatives that were like a good role model in a sense. You might not agree with them supporting Trump, because hell, I don't even like Trump. I don't even like him. I hate his guts. But I still want to hear from people from a different side instead of trying to hear from people from the same side where your family listens from, like CNN and stuff. But I listen to CNN out of habit. So back to the topic. So these people, black conservatives, they discussed a lot of stuff and it was very interesting. Like they would say stuff like, okay, Democrats used to be the KKK. And then they say Frederick Douglass and W.B. Du Bois were black conservatives, which I really do believe they were. And they wanted to help black folks. And I'm like, bro, that was cool, man. That was a good documentary. I would rather show you the documentary than tell you about it. So the movie is called Uncle Tom. It's a documentary. And I think it's on Prime, but on Prime, you got to buy it. But I watched it for free. Hey, I watched that movie for free, though. It was really good, though. I give the movie a 9 out of 10. And the only con I had about it was that they talked down on President Barack Obama, which I still think he's still a good president in a sense. And they saw Trump as some kind of white savior, like he helped the black community and all of all that bullshit, that BS. Excuse my language, all that BS. But as an overall, it was still a good documentary, in my opinion. If you got to check it out, go on Larry Elder's YouTube page and see it for yourself, I presume. But I got family members. I allowed most of my family members to watch the documentary, and they just said, oh, they gave it like mixed to positive reception. Some of them didn't like it because they saw him as Uncle Toms and Coons and stuff, and others really liked it and still believe racism still exists, but don't be blind about it. So it was still a good documentary, in my opinion. You know, coming from someone that don't get out much, you know. But that was it for the segment. So next segment, bruh, this is the second segment of this episode. Man, election day was it was actually election week. It's actually election week, in my opinion, man. That was it was crazy, man. It was really crazy. Because I thought Trump was going to win. Man, I almost cried my tears when I saw this man taking the lead, man. When Trump took Montana, North Dakota, of course he's going to get those kind of states. But when he got Texas, man, my dad was like, oh, Texas is a sleeping blue state. People should have went out and go vote, man. They had a chance in Texas to turn Texas blue. They had a chance. But Texas didn't turn blue this time. They didn't turn blue. They turned red like we always do. Of course, Joe Biden was going to get New York. What else was up there? Maine, Vermont, all of them about around New York. But I thought Trump was going to win. Of course, he's going to get Florida. Of course, he's going to get Alaska because Alaska sucks. And Texas, of course, they're going to get. He's going to get Texas. I talked about that. But I thought this man was literally going to win again. Like, I hate Trump's freaking guts, man. I thought Trump was going to win.
I really did. And to be honest with you, I didn't vote for none of the candidates. I didn't vote for Trump. I didn't vote for Joe Biden. I voted for Kanye West because that's my boy. I gotta vote for Kanye, man. Hell, Bernie didn't. Hey, man, everybody voted for Bernie, so oh well. I mean, everybody didn't vote for Bernie, so oh well. So I had to pick Kanye, man. I had to pick Kanye. But either way, if Kanye was not up there, I probably would vote for Joe Biden. But hey, Kanye was up there, so I had to help my boy. I had to get his vote in. You never know. You never know. But I was really scared that Trump was gonna win again. I thought he was gonna take Nevada, Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, all them states. I thought he was gonna take it all. And surprisingly, Joe Biden took Pennsylvania. He took Virginia, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada. Did I say Michigan? And Wisconsin from Trump. He basically kicked Trump's butt in the election, bruh. He won that sucker. He won it. And Trump saw it coming. And you know Trump, after Joe Biden was elected as president, you know Trump, he's like, I didn't win the election. I mean, I did win the election. This is a voter fraud. This is voter fraud. I'm like, bruh, chill, bruh. You lying son of a bitch. Excuse my language, but it was the truth in my opinion, bruh. And then some of the Republicans on his side, like, nah, Trump won this election. Why y'all lying? It was voter fraud. We finna go count the numbers. We're about to count the votes. And coming to find out that there was no sign or there is no evidence that we're voter fraud. That's what the media say, but hey, I'm just saying, but I'm so glad he didn't win. Because I think he's still a horrible president in a sense. I think he still is a horrible president. A nut job, and this fool still think he won. It's very sad though. But what I can agree with Trump is, Malcolm X said this best. And Trump been saying this since his whole presidency too. But from Malcolm X's words, the media is the most powerful entity on earth. They have the power to make the innocent guilty and to make the guilty innocent. They control the minds of the masses, from Malcolm X or by Malcolm X. That was Malcolm X's words, man, before he passed away. So, yeah. I can only agree with that on Trump, but yeah. And who controls the media? The liberals. I sound like a Republican, man. I sound like a Republican, but hey, I'm not a Republican. I'm really a darn independent, registered independent. And plus, by the way, this the 2020 election day, it was my first time voting. So, hey, man, I had Kanye, so I had to vote for Kanye. I had to vote for my boy. He's my favorite artist. You never know. Kanye might run again in 2024 against Joe Biden. You never know. He might run again against Bernie Sanders, man. If Bernie runs again, I'm gonna freaking vote for Bernie. Bernie or Kanye, I'm voting for one or the other. I don't care what nobody say. And by the way, one of my family members said that Kanye needs to go sit his retarded self down. I'm like, bruh, how could you say that about people that are mentally ill, people that got bipolar? That is an insult. The man's not even retarded. The man don't even need to be on his medicine. The man is a genius. So if you disagree with me, F what you gotta say, because I think the man's a genius. Man been a genius since the start. Hell, I would rather have him than Trump, if you know the truth. Yeah, I would rather have Kanye as president than Trump. So, yeah, Kanye got ideas and Trump don't. So, back on that. So, that's all I got to say for this segment on Election Day. All right, everyone, this is the third segment titled 2021. So, who's blessed to survive 2020? It was a hellish year. Shoot, COVID, people was dying from cases and people weren't wearing masks like a bunch of idiots. I don't know why people don't want to wear their mask, man. I'm just saying. Every time I leave this house, I put my mask on because I know if you don't, you die. So, your loss if you don't want to put your mask on. So, I'm not going to force nobody to put their mask on. That's them. They got to see it for themselves. I don't want people to die, but if you don't put no mask on, then that's you. I'm not gonna be no Karen or no fool trying to force somebody to put a mask on. I'm gonna let them see for themselves. So shout out to Herman Cain. Sorry, Herman Cain, but you had to get your snap. But rest in peace, bro. Rest in peace. You could have ran for president for the third or fourth time, bro, but you could have put your mask on. I had mad respect for you, but you just made a foolish mistake, in my opinion. But speaking of 2021, I'm so glad that I and my family have survived 2020 to make it to 2021. And I'm just so blessed, man. So blessed, man. We don't lose a lot of stuff. Like the average person, like by average person, most people don't have a roof on over top of their head or nothing. And sometimes people suffer from evictions and money issues and food. So I'm very blessed to have a family that we don't have to worry about those things. So, you know, it's kind of sad that people are losing their homes, and it's just, you know, and the president don't see that. Yeah, Trump don't see that, man. He don't see it. He don't have no kind of clue. He's in his own little world, I'm assuming. He really don't see the big picture. He just see BS. So, speaking of 2021, most of the 2020 movies that were supposed to come out in 2020 moved, or they have moved their release dates to 2021. So the movies that are basically coming out this year is The Suicide Squad. That's that James Gunn movie, which will be rated R. A soft reboot of the David Ayer's 2016 movie Suicide. When that come out, that's going to be the and Idris Elba's in that movie too. You know, my mom likes some Idris Elba. Okay, what's next? The No Time to Die. That movie was supposed to come last year before the Daniel Craig's fifth and final outing as James Bond with that black chick in it too. Man, that movie's going to be good, man. That movie's going to be good. It's coming out this year. F9, I can't wait for Fast and Furious 9. It's coming out in May. Han is back. Han is back. Candyman. Who's ready for that direct sequel of Candyman? Yep. I can't wait when that come out, too. The French Dispatch, Black Widow, that movie's coming out in May or the summertime. What is that? Luca? No, it's not. I don't know what that is. Done. I can't wait when that Timothy Chalamet Done is coming out with Zendaya and Oscar Isaac and Jason Momoa. I can't wait when that comes out. Mission Impossible 7. Bruh. Speaking of Mission Impossible 7, Tom Cruise was yelling at the crew, remember, bruh? And these people are calling him out for yelling at them, man. They just calling him out. They calling him out. Like, come on, man. Like, come on, man. How you gonna call this man out? All right, that's gonna be another topic next time, though. But I got mad respect for Tom Cruise. Man, it's like Jesus is letting him live or something. I don't know. The Matrix 4 is coming out this year. I can't wait for that. Little Things. Oh, yeah, that's that Denzel movie with Jared Leto. Tom and Jerry gonna suck. That movie it's gonna be a failure. Straight up, it's gonna be a failure. Cause movies like that, like you can learn from the Smurfs. The Smurfs 1 was better than the Smurfs 2, but you can learn a lot from live action animated movies that they gonna always fail, except for that Sonic movie, I think. And yeah, Sonic movie was good. They had to improve the animation and stuff. Godzilla versus Kong, I can't wait for that. That might get mixed reception. I don't know. Space Jam, A New Legacy with LeBron James. That's going to be good. What else? I think that was it. No. Mortal Kombat. I'm on this website called Screen Crush and reading this. Judas and the Black Messiah. That's going to be good. Those Who Wish Me Dead. I don't know what that is. I don't want to wish death on nobody. Well, I have, but I'm not going to say their name. So that was the movies, but the albums. Let me look at the albums, man. I can't wait for these albums. I definitely can't wait for Kanye's album, Donda. That's what I've been waiting for from last year, if that man would release that album.
I can't wait when he releases his Mother's Name album, Donda, because I've heard that most songs or some of the songs from Yandhi are going to be put in that album. So I hope that Alien will be on there. I hope Hurricane will be on there. I know Wash Us in the Blood is a good song, so I can't wait when that is on there. Certified Lover Boy Drake. I heard that's going to be out in January. I mean, this month. I'm tripping. This is January. It's going to be a good album as well. Oh, what? Jasmine Sullivan? Her album is on January 8th? Oh, I can't wait for that too. I'm on Wikipedia. You know me. I like to be on Wikipedia. What's in February? What is that? Florida Georgia Line? I don't listen to them as much. Slow Tie, I don't know. Sia gonna release an album as well. Where's Kanye on here, man? I don't care about these people. Where's my boy? Yeah, I like listening to me some Kanye, man. Die hard Kanye fan. Kid Cudi, I forgot. He released his album, Man on the Moon, The Chosen. Man, that album was so good. It was so good. I've been following the boy. I ain't gonna say it. Kid Cudi, Intergalactic. He's supposed to have like a deluxe version of Man on the Moon 3. Can't wait with that too. What is that called? Travis Scott, Utopia, his fourth studio album. I can't wait when that comes out as well. You know, Travis Scott may be making good. Oh, yeah, Schoolboy Q. Royal Blood, okay. Maybe Run the Jewels might be on here. Lil Wayne, I Am Not a Human Being 3. Isn't Lil Wayne in prison already? Royal Blood, Usher, Confessions 2. Okay, Usher, please make some good music again. Because the music you've been making was trash. Most of his album's been trash since, you know, I don't know what happened to Usher, man. I feel like he fell off. I feel like he fell off. I think every album after Confessions, he just fell off. He just got into some BS. I don't know. That's Usher's life. That ain't my life. So, yeah, I can't wait when some of these albums are coming out. Kendrick. Kendrick's supposed to be releasing his album this year. Or there's a rumor that he's supposed to release his album. J. Cole. He's supposed to supposedly releasing his album as well, The Fall Off. I can't wait for that too. Shout out to J. Cole one time. Hopefully we don't lose any important celebrities like we did last year. 2020 was hell, bro. 2020 was hell. Ever since we lost Kobe, I knew there was going to be a whole line of celebrities we were going to lose, man. I knew it by then. And then we lost Chadwick. That's going to be another topic as well. Because I was... Who else was releasing the album? Rihanna, supposedly. Beyonce, hopefully. J. Cole, Cardi. Please include WAP for the next album. Kendrick, my boy. SZA, cool. Jay-Z, please, Jay-Z, please. We need another album after 444. Please, bruh, please. Please, bruh, please. I'm begging you. I pray. 2021 and hip-hop music. Okay, Rick Ross, I see you. Rick Ross, it better be a good album. Richer Than I Have Ever Been. Dang, this is a long episode. I see the minutes. Bryson Tiller, Anniversary Deluxe. I thought he released that already. I don't care about Chris Brown. He fell off too. I have never forgave that man since the whole, you know, debacle in 2009. Okay, 50 Cent, Street King Immortal, Anderson .Paak, TBA, ASAP Rocky, All Smiles. Oh, he's dating Rihanna though. Now, I read the sources. ASAP Mob, Cozy Tapes, Volume 3, Belly, See You Next Wednesday. Shout out to Belly one time. DMX, TBA. Hopefully DMX gets some good music as well. Khaled, DJ Khaled. Future, Monster 2, French Montana. Future and Young Thug. Okay. G-Eazy, The Game. I thought The Game said his other album was his last one, right? I don't know. I can't make up these people's minds. Ja Rule. Ja Rule sucks. Ja Rule fell off as well after he got in that hole.
Fire, Fraud, BS, J-Rock, TBA, Juice WRLD, The Outsiders. Okay. Kanye West, I can't wait for that. Kendrick Lamar, Duckworth, I Pray. Kid Cudi, Intergalactic. Lil Uzi Vert, Forever Young, and Love is for Age 3, Prayerfully. Lil Wayne, The Carter, what is that, 6? Okay, LL Cool J, I see. What, a Nipsey Hussle project? Bruh, come on now. Thank you, Jesus. We need another Nipsey Hussle project. I pray, man. I pray. Since the man died, please give him another album. Please. I pray. I pray. Ludacris, Macklemore, Maybach Music Group, Meek Mill, Migos, Culture 3, Nas, Dynasty, Nav and Metro Boomin, Perfect Timing. Hopefully this one ain't trash. I pray that one's going to be a good album. Nicki Minaj, Pink Friday 2, Post Malone, TBA. Okay, Q-Tip got some 3 albums coming out. I've heard of The Last Zulu. Oh, that's going to be good. Travis Scott and Kid Cudi the Scott, Sweetie, Pretty Biatch Music, Rod Wave, Roddy Rich, Feed the Streets 3, Rich the Kid. See, Wikipedia explains it more than these other articles I've been reading. Wiz Khalifa, Snoop Dogg, Take It From a G, Ski Master, Slump God, Yo Gotti. It's all on Wikipedia. So these are the anticipated 2021 hip-hop music albums that are supposed to be coming out. So out of all these albums, I can't wait for the Nipsey Hussle project. Of course, Kanye's, Donda with Child, Kid Cudi with Travis Scott, and plus his Intergalactic album. So it's a lot of albums, man. I can't wait for this 2021 list. Did I say Dr. Dre? Hold up. Go back. Dr. Dre TBA, Doja Cat TBA. Okay. So basically 2021 is going to be a redemption of good albums than they had last year. There was no bad albums. I'm not going to say no bad albums, but there were some interesting albums and there were some worse ones. Hopefully Tekashi 6ix9ine don't make any more music because he's a trash rapper. And his whole reputation is trash. Have you seen the documentary of his, he used black men to get to where he was at? That's a different topic. So, okay, that was the segment of 2021, including albums. Bruh, they just released this whole COVID vaccine. I forgot when they released that. I think it was back in December. Biden, Trump, coronavirus vaccine rollout is off to a god-awful start. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. COVID vaccines might not work as well on South African strain, scientists warn. Yeah, the vaccine's been slowing down since the release. Speed at which vaccine develops shouldn't be a concern. So, yeah. How and where to get vaccinated for COVID-19 in the Houston area. Yeah, I'm in Houston though. I live in Houston. If you didn't know that. I'm not going to tell you where I live, but all I can say is that, like, look at your compass. North, south, east, west. I live in the north. I ain't going to tell you where I live at, but I did give you a hint. So, I gave you a hint to say I live in North Houston. So, this whole vaccine situation, it is rolling out slow, but the whole spread is so quick and everybody they're not listening to Dr. Fauci. That's all I can say. Maybe because people got different shit and I'm not finna give everybody an excuse. If you got a roof over your head and you just so stubborn to go out, something is wrong with your ass. Excuse my language, but something is wrong with you. Like, for real. Why would you go out? And I'm speaking to the extroverts versus the introverts. I can't speak for every introvert, but majority of us, especially myself, love to stay in the house. But why in the hell would you go out doing this whole COVID-19 thing? I'm talking about go out. Like, go to a party, a nightclub, any of that. And I be seeing this stuff on Snapchat, Instagram, the local news. They even report this. But I'm like, why would you go out? What's the point? Even the family events. Like, I have some family members that would have parties, but they'll have the mask on. And others that would have the opposite.
they have parties and they won't have the mask on. It's just common sense. Are you willing to have this whole COVID forever? Are you serious? That's what I'm just trying to see. As these vaccines are coming out and releasing in a slow pace, you are out here partying, spreading the disease, the COVID, basically. And then you got some of these ignoramus people not wearing a mask. And you know why? They live in the moment. So you want to live the moment and die. I gotta be in a rant because I get so tired of ignorant people. And I'm trying so hard not to cuss, but it's like I'm getting tired of ignorant people. I'm getting tired, man. This is our future. This is my future. I'm Gen Z. I'm getting tired of people that's older than me that won't take the amount of integrity. Even our president, like, he is a 70-some-year-old man, and he's acting like a darn 3-year-old. And I know a lot of 3-year-olds. And I know a lot of 3-year-olds that have more intelligence than our president. Being a billionaire don't mean that you're intelligent. It just means you got a lot of money. And hell, Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates got a lot of money. And not only that, they got intellect. They watching the precautions. They know people. They have a lot of people work for them. So trust the science. Trust the science. Not always, but trust the science. Just trust the science. And then speaking of the silence, they had the statistics that most African Americans are most likely to not get tested. And I don't blame us. I don't blame my black folks. Because they already know that some scientists, like somebody did some test subjects on black males and got them sick and let them die. Like, some of us knew that. Not just not knowing that. I don't know everything, but I just not knowing that. You know, I just not knowing that. I heard that on the media. I heard that from my dad, you know. That scientists used to test on black men, and not only just black men, probably black women as well, and get them sick and stuff. You know, jacked up, man. It's jacked up. You know, like, you can still go out and have fun, but be safe, be cautious. And that's probably why I don't get out often myself, because, you know, I live with folks. One of my parents, I'm going to say my mom, forget it. My mom, she's a teacher. She's an educator. And she was worried that back in the fall, I think it was 2020, that she was going to go back to school and one of her students was going to get infected. I wrote a paper on this too. She was worried that one of her students would get infected. She probably does have those kind of worries, but my dad had to sit her down and pray for her and say that she is covered in the blood of Jesus, man. But, man, I'm just saying, like, if my mom gets COVID, I'm gonna get upset for real. Out of all these people that want to go party and act a fool and go to clubs, like, you can still do that, but wear your mask and practice social distancing, because you're ruining our future because you want to go out and go party like a bunch of idiots, you know? And what I don't understand is people on the right don't want to wear no mask, man. I don't understand why. I'm not going to call somebody out, but somebody I listen to right want to complain about wearing a mask, man. Wear your mask, man. You are not that important. You can help save lives, help save people if you wear your mask and do your job, bruh. I'm just saying. Like, I don't have no problem. I think people be bitching all darn day about wearing a mask. Something simple.
you ain't got to wear in your car, but you can definitely wear it when you go get out your car or whatever you do with your life. You get home, like I don't wear my mask. I don't wear my mask in my house. When I leave, I wear my mask. Like during this whole pandemic, I have not left my house. Maybe like 4 times though. 2 times because I had to go see my grandfather. 1 time because I had to go visit my auntie and my mom for Christmas or whatever. And another time, I forgot the other time. Groceries, I forgot. Yeah, groceries. Yeah. So, yeah. So, please wear your mask, man. Please, please. Precaution-wise, just wear your mask. And don't be a fool. Yeah, guys, one last thing. Since the fall time, I think it was fall 2020. Yeah, last year, I'm currently in community college trying to get my associates. So, yeah, man, I'm going to this school called Lone Star. I could have went to ACC, but Lone Star was closer and it was way. Well, I ain't gonna say cheaper, but it was closer to home because I live in the north side of Houston. So I just wanted to put that out there. I'm majoring in film, screenwriting, and also film directing. And also, I'm paying for school, so I'm doing good in either way. That was my fall semester. I passed in my class. I took this one little class. And I passed it with a C. It could have been a B or an A. I should have did better. Come on, Teddy, just one class. Yeah, I passed the class with a C. And the reason why it was a C, it went from an A to the C, because I never, I finished one of the assignments. They had the discussion classes and stuff. And then I finished like one of that, and then the rest after that, I just didn't really care about the discussions and stuff. And so I had to stay on topic, and my mom got upset about me. She said, "Ted, you should have got on top of them discussions, man. You should have showed up on the discussions, and now your professor marked zeros on that." You know, I was like, ah, flush. But yeah, my fault on that one. But currently, this is my spring term. Class begins January 19th, so I'm really happy for that. And this time I'm taking 2 classes. One's a psychology class, and the other one's philosophy, if I'm not wrong. It's either math or philosophy, yeah. Definitely. She's paying one class, I'm paying the other one. It's like, okay. So, yeah, I can't wait for taking both 2 classes, man. I can't wait to take 2 classes. I tell you, it ain't going to be easy. But hopefully... Pray for me, though. Pray for me. Pray for me on that one. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to do to finish this episode on 2021. So, yeah, y'all. Please survive 2021, y'all. Because ain't nobody got time to die or nothing. So, yeah. Oh, one last thing. If you're a listener of my podcast, it's like if you're listening for me from Spotify, Apple Music, any of those podcast apps or anything, please, if you have Instagram or Snapchat, please send me some feedback. Like, what should I improve on my podcast? Is it my audio quality? Should I talk more? What should I do more on my podcast in order for me to improve on here, in order to reach out to my fans, people that be listening to my podcast, because y'all are the real ones that actually have made me come back and try to change up my name instead of Teddy's Mind and revive my whole podcast series. So if you got Snapchat or Instagram, reach me out.